And Adrian Botts online too. A lot of interest in one horse today, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Frankel out of More Joyous. We've been waiting for the first run of Woman, this three-year-old filly. Has she just been a filly that's needed time?
Yeah, look, we've been very happy to be very patient with her. But look, I think this is a nice race to kick her off in. She's, you know, she's shown plenty of natural ability all the way through, but just showing she's needed a little bit of time. She's a lovely big filly when you see today at the races. You'll probably appreciate why she's needed a little bit of time, but such a nice big scopey frame to her, which she's really started to fill out into. And we saw, I guess, glimpses of her natural ability at the trials early on, but we just felt it probably would have been, you know, one step too far just to push on to the races. So you know, more than happy to put her out in the paddock and bring her back now. And look, we're still mindful of probably, you know, whatever she does today, we'll probably just look at a light campaign with her, because we really won't see the best of her until the autumn.
Understand. Off the trials, and for our listeners that may not have seen those trials, I mean, what do we see today over 12:50? Only seven running, so it's not a large field, but what do you think she'll do today from the draw?
Yeah, look, it's a distance that's not... Yeah, it's certainly not going to be her best distance. She's going to stretch out over a lot further in time. You know, I'd expect some of these to be, you know, a lot sharper than her today in terms of the early speed that they show and the tactical speed. But, you know, we saw in her first up trial, she's got a lovely turn of foot. In her second trial, she probably just took a little bit longer to wind up, just sort of showing that she will appreciate that distance. So that's why I've kicked her off over the 12:50 first up. But it's a nice race for her to start off in. You know, Canterbury's a beautiful track for her to have her first start at as well. And, you know, she's fitting well. And as I said, whatever she does today, she'll really improve on it. You know, I just think, you know, she's a classy filly, and I think that'll take her a long way.
I know she's recently trialled, but has she been to Canterbury? I only ask that because you've been taking horses there.
Yeah, no, we haven't taken her there yet.
Okay, right.
You know, the main ones that have been going there, I guess, are the...
up and going.
The ones up and going, the Saturday runners and the feature horses in, you know, feature events. But, you know, no doubt she'll deserve her spot there soon.
It must be hard. I mean, it's a great spot and you love training, particularly with the link with More Joyous. But the expectation on them are so high, aren't they?
Yeah, it certainly is. But look, you know, I guess that's the exciting part about her. You know, certainly, you know, happily take that pressure to have a filly like her in the yard. You know, she really is a beautiful style of filly and a classy filly going forward. So it's, you know, great to be able to have that association.
In the same race, Mystic Empire is there for Derby Racing, and this particular filly's had a few runs in experience, and the run there leading them up at Wyong wasn't too bad considering first up.
Yeah, I think she's a filly that probably on her form this preparation, she's probably been a bit disappointing for us. I mean, been expecting a bit more considering what we've seen in her trials and going back to that placing that she ran in the Group 2 Winning Stakes as a two-year-old. I guess we've experimented with her gear to try and change that form around. The blinkers go on today, and you know, physically she couldn't look any better. She's absolutely thriving going into the race, and I guess with a couple of runs under her belt, she's nice and forward. She's got a lot more early speed, and probably expect her to be a bit sharper than the stable mate early in the piece. And you know, she's fitting well and finds a nice race to try and break through.
And the other one for you today is also linked with Strawberry Hill, with Singo is not end of the road out of Strawberry Girl, an American Dam, and you train her. She's had a couple of trials, then she came back on this same track the other day at Canterbury.
Yeah, end of the road. He's probably, his run last start was a bit better than what it suggests. It probably doesn't read that well. He was run off his feet early and just sort of had to settle quite far back in the piece and got a little bit lost around the bend, just sort of wobbled around Canterbury for his first time. But he stuck on well in the straight, so it was sort of a pleasing run. It was a pass mark, certainly. He is a horse that was, you know, going to appreciate getting over further in time as well. But and I think we just found a nice race to enter him in the meantime. It's still not his ideal conditions. Would like to see him over a little bit further, but I think with some of the pace coming out in the race, it might just be able to help him find his feet a bit a, a bit easier, whereas last time he was just run off his feet earlier. And if he can put himself in the race, I think he'll run a competitive race.
Understand. Got to ask you about Global Glamour. We saw Barrier Trial yesterday. Everything seemed to go to plan?
Yeah, lovely. Great to see her back. She seemed to bowl around nicely, seemed a very happy filly, come out of that in great order. So, look, very happy with where we're at with her. We plan on giving her another trial and then just finalising her program. Ideally should have a run in the Premier Stakes after a second trial, and I guess we're assessing where we're at in terms of an Everest start. If not, you know, I think a first up run in the, I think it's called the Lightning Stakes now on Everest Day. It's a 1200 meter race worth $500,000. So that looks like a likely target as well. So a few options open with her, but for us, she's come back and trialled well, so we're very happy in that sense.
Yeah, it'll be great to see her back when she does. And the other one that I keep getting asked about on social media, Adrian, is Hugo Foscolo. The horse has gone out, has it?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've just had to turn him out, so we probably won't see him until the autumn again. Just after that second trial, he's experiencing some muscle soreness behind, which we've just had to, at the timing with it, we've just had to give him a break and allow that to settle down. And look, he'll be back as good as gold next campaign. Just frustrating minor things, but he's a horse with so much natural ability, as you've seen glimpses of. But yeah. Really can't wait to get him back to the track to showcase him for everyone, because he is a hugely talented gelder.
Yeah, for sure. We can't wait to see him back in the autumn. The fields are hopefully he'll be out in the next 10 minutes or so. This shorts, what a cracking race this is going to be.
It certainly is. It's going to give us a good insight into, I guess, an Everest preview with a few of the slot holders in there. I think there's
four now.
Four slot holders in the race. Yeah, and I'm sure everyone in that particular race has certainly got eyes on that race as well. So, I guess the pressure's off us to an extent that we're secure to start. But she races well fresh, so she's certainly forward enough and we'll be there for a big showing on Saturday.
Mate, we look forward to it. Thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott there. Good luck with them with Woman today in particular.